Hey, welcome to this week's news and reviews of comic books from San Francisco, courtesy of SFIST.com, that's SFIST, and Isotope Comics down in Hayes Valley. I've been told this podcast should have a theme song, some theme music at the beginning, so here we go. Alright, there we are. That's our theme song. This week we've got Superior Showcase by Bertozzi, Dawson, and Trippi. I wish they put their first names. Here we go. Nick Bertozzi, Mike Dawson, Dean Trippi, and John Campbell did the story. And we've also got Any Easy Intimacy by Jeff something or other. I forget his last name. I don't have the book in front of me, but it's not that interesting, so we don't need to worry about it. And we've got The Homeless Channel by Matt Salady, a San Francisco, not a native, but he lives here now, so that's good enough. So let's start off with Superior Showcase, which I really liked. It's a series of three vignettes related to superheroes. We start with, I guess the title is Superior Mark. It's kind of difficult to figure out what the name of this one's supposed to be, but Superior Mark. It's a supermarket staffed by superheroes and frequented by superheroes. We've got, supervillain Dr. Calamity stealing an ice cream sandwich from the freezer. The manager says, "Ingenious fiend!" And that sort of thing. There's a superhero lady cleaning up the aisles. There's a bunch of Viking-type guys come in to buy TV dinners. It's all very cute. I like it. Anyway. Next we got Ace Face. That's by Mike Dawson. I kind of like this one. Mike Dawson has a cartoon that I think is a little bit better about Freddie Mercury on his website. You can find his website by going to sfs.com and finding our review of this book. Ace Face is about an aging superhero who retires from superheroism and becomes a college professor. And meanwhile, there's some villain running around town beating people up, and he's lured out of retirement. And Ace Face has to decide what to do. And it's not a really rewarding payoff. It's kind of, as Ace Face, the hero, his life has become kind of mundane and less interesting. As the story proceeds along, it becomes more mundane and less interesting, too, and just kind of peters out at the end. So I wasn't totally thrilled by that, but I loved Dean Trippi's Butterfly. Also, it's a drawing written by Dean Trippi and also written by John Campbell. It's the story of a superhero duo who look awfully familiar. Their names are Nightbat and Nightbird. A rich millionaire who lives in a bat-themed cave with a bird-themed younger sidekick. So the bird-themed younger sidekick, like so many teenagers, storms out in a huff. You don't understand me. He's just kind of upset and angry about teenager stuff. Goes out. It's Halloween, by strange coincidence, and he bumps into this kid who's out trick-or-treating. His disguise is a superhero, a butterfly-themed superhero. And when he puts on his superhero costume, this kid, his name is Butterfly, discovers that he can fly, and he's got some kind of weird butterfly sense. He and Nightbird meet up, and they are menaced by these hipster ghosts who come out whenever they sense something sincere is about to happen. And so the hipster ghosts condescend at Nightbird and Butterfly for a while. They make fun of Nightbird's iPod, what he's listening to. But then Butterfly discovers that he can shame the hipster ghosts by saying sincere things because he is so heartfelt. He yells, "Smile when you're happy and make your parents proud," at them, and that's enough to vanquish them. So they decide to team up, Nightbird and Butterfly, and Nightbird learns that maybe he should not be so emo and angsty all the time, and returns to Nightbat with Butterfly in tow. And so the sidekick gets a sidekick. It's a nice little origin story for a cute little team. There's more stories about them at the website, Dean Trippi's website. And so I hardly recommend checking that out because it's really lovely. Dean Trippi is at deantrippi.com, deantrippe.com. And John Campbell, who helped write the story, is at stereotypist.com. Stereotypist.com. Moving right along, Any Easy Intimacy by Jeff something or other. He's a Chicago-based artist. Not really into this book. It's a really lengthy series of drawings no real linear story here about a boy and a girl who like each other, and then they kind of don't like each other, and they like each other sort of, and they break up, and then they get back together, and the girl goes someplace else, and they sort of cheat on each other, but they sort of don't. They just have this really boring relationship. They're incredibly bland, both of them, and at no point does either one do anything really interesting. They just sort of muddle around and wait for things to happen to them. So I'm giving a frowny face. After that, we were reviewing The Homeless Channel by Matt Salady, a semi-local artist who moved here from Chicago, I think. Anyway, it's an interesting book. I think it's successful in that it gets you talking about homelessness. The book is about a group of people who are really morally superior, and they've got all these social obligations, and they're really concerned about ethics, and Berkeley types, basically, and they convince a TV network to give them their own channel devoted to homelessness. The idea that this would ever happen in real life is just so absurd, it's not even worth discussing. Or maybe it is. Maybe that's the point. Maybe we're supposed to be like, that would never happen, and that's supposed to spark conversation. I don't know. Anyway, so they get a channel about homelessness, and there you go. It just gives them an opportunity to talk and preach about homelessness for a long time. There's a little bit about the characters' relationships to each other, but that's really not what the books are about. It's mostly about the issues. I had a brief discussion with the author of the book. We MySpaced with each other, LOL. And he says that two of his main influences are Sports Night and The West Wing, which is absolutely, you can see that. The book, The Homeless Channel, is largely about fantasy enactment, in the same way that The West Wing has this fantastic present that we all wish was real but could never really happen. Same thing with The Homeless Channel. It's for people who fantasize about the homeless getting this, not just the homeless getting a voice, but getting an incredibly indulgent voice that sort of, this is kind of a hero worship of the homelessness on the Homeless Channel. And here I go. Every time I get started about it, I start flying off the handle and getting really emotional about it. And it's not so much the book that's making me emotional. It's the subject of the book. It's the thing that the book makes me think of. And the book is actually really good at getting you thinking about these things. And no matter where you fall on this issue, you're bound to have some strong feelings one way or the other about it. So either you're upset at the network suits who are like, oh, well, we need to turn a profit off this Homeless Channel. Or you're upset at the homeless people themselves who don't really seem to have much interest in getting their act together. So however you know, you feel about the issue, Homeless Channel gives you something to talk about. That having been said, talking about issues isn't for everyone. A lot of people like it, especially in San Francisco. But if you're looking for a compelling story, compelling art, snappy dialogue, maybe this book isn't for you. You may not be able to appreciate it as much as somebody who's looking to get all riled up. So, there you have it, Superior Showcase, which we really liked. It's a big, smiley face with an 8 for the eyes instead of a colon. That's because the eyes are wide and excited. And the Intimacy gets a frowny face, and the Homeless Channel gets OMG, WTF, DDQ, because I talked to the guy on MySpace. Okay, so go check those out. Check out SFIST, SFIST.com for more information, more news about San Francisco. Check out IsotopeComics.com for more comic books news. And there we go. I'll lead you out this week with our new theme song. Get ready. Here we go. I'm playing it off my iPod. That's what the clicks are. Okay, bye.